When shareholders gather for Comcast's annual meeting next week, it won't be at Philadelphia's Kimmel Center as in years past. As WHYY's Todd Bookman reports, the event will take place online.
Lots of major corporations are switching to so-called virtual shareholder meetings, in part to avoid scenes like this. These protesters outside Comcast's 2014 annual meeting weren't happy with the company's plan to merge with Time Warner Cable. At the 2016 meeting, it's unlikely you'll find such discord.
You know, it puts them in complete control, and some boards and managers want to be in complete control.
James McRitchie is a shareholder rights advocate. He says online meetings strip away the ability to stand face-to-face with the CEO and ask him or her direct questions.
It's like going to see the dictator speak.
But John Deming, a spokesperson for Comcast, says a virtual meeting allows shareholders from around the country to attend at no cost.
We believe it'll provide expanded shareholder access and participation in it, also more improved communications, and over time, cost savings for our company and the shareholders.
Some firms are choosing a middle ground, having both a physical event and an online one. David Yermak researches corporate meetings at NYU. He says it isn't clear just what impact virtual events may have on dissent.
There's a history of hundreds of years of shareholders figuring out how to use these meetings as a platform to embarrass the managers of the firm. And I think with a new technology, I wouldn't underestimate modern activists' ability to use the platform to their own benefit.
Comcast's meeting takes place online next Thursday. For WHYY News, I'm Todd Bookman.